Got it.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Homeschool episode 58. This is the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers do some monologue jokes for a guest. Today our guest ghosted us, just like all of Andrew's Instagram girlfriends,
Lovers,
but
yeah. Fuck you,
that's
Brent
okay.
Cook. Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay. He'll maybe wander in at some point. He's working out,
Bring the
trying to
dog
stay
on.
buff. Yeah, the dog. Or hey, my roommate, the
Dogs can't get COVID, so it doesn't
COVID
matter.
denier.
I told him about it. He refused to leave the room.
Funny. You're on the road. Where are you right now?
I'm in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. Pit
That's a
stop.
steel city as fuck. And we've had 2 days off here, and we're heading to Indianapolis tomorrow. And continuing the tour from there.
Cool. And what do you have coming up that you need? You have a couple things that you're headlining.
Whatever.
All right.
St. Paul, Ventura
Yes.
Harbor,
Laugh Camp.
Maltby and Snohomish, my only Seattle gig. October 16th, just sold my first two tickets.
Nice. Did I tell you 7:30 p.m. for that show? I think I did.
I don't know,
All
but
right. Well, go make it 7:30.
we'll discuss that after I sell out.
All
You
right.
know what I mean?
He wants 7:30 p.m. All right. Anyway, yes. So I'll be in Gilbert, Arizona, at JP's Comedy Club. Just a guy named JP opened a comedy club, quit being a police officer and opened a comedy club, and then goes
You're
up on
back in the
stage,
blue
put some
balls.
stuff up, and I think he maybe got a. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this. He's a good guy. All right, so JP's Comedy Club, Gilbert, Arizona, September 16th through the 18th. That's the one you should
Hey,
go to,
Brent,
and
what do
I'll.
you have coming up? Oh, you're not on the podcast today, so.
Whoops.
Well, we won't be able to notice during the monologue since nobody laughs anyway, but
We'll
I thought we
still
had some
throw.
good jokes this week, so I'm sad we don't get to see him bomb.
So we have well, we'll throw to him anyway during the podcast, see what happens.
Right.
Do you have a good Brett Druck impersonation,
I
maybe?
don't, but
All right.
we'll
Well,
figure it out.
yeah, hey, let's get to those jokes, but first, a 3 second pause because I don't know how to edit things.
All right, hey, welcome to Homeschool 58. Well, we have big news this week, everybody. The inevitable has happened.
Oh, we're quitting the podcast?
No, well,
Oh.
maybe actually. There's this bald, talentless hack comedian that got COVID. So, I mean, if he doesn't live, the podcast industry could be changed forever.
Oh, wow, dude. I didn't think we were going to tell people about me getting COVID. So.
Oh, I meant Joe Rogan. That's my
Ah.
fault. I shouldn't have made the description so
Such
similar,
a
but
obvious correlation. I at the so well, shit. I guess I just revealed my secret.
don't
Damn.
worry, no one listens to the podcast. That's why we were gonna have Brett on the show, but
Nobody's even on
that's why he
the
didn't want to do it.
podcast.
So but do you know like where you got COVID from? Like do you make some calls? Do you have any idea?
Wow, it's just like when I got herpes. There's too many possible sources. I
Wow.
couldn't track them down. I had a little black book, and I did start retracing my steps and rethinking every decision I ever made, honestly. And I shouldn't have blown that hobo in the park. That's probably where I got COVID.
It's definitely where that hobo got herpes.
That's for sure. Well, you're on tour. I only had to pull out of one gig. My girlfriend, Waka Waka.
Oh, it's a good
What
line.
are mask policies out there? I'm kind of confused, you know? If you're not vaccinated, wear masks, except if you're sitting down or on Thursdays or if you're in a TGI Fridays or on a Friday in a TGI Thursdays. Like, what's going
TGI
on?
Thursdays, my favorite restaurant. But you're
Ah.
right. It is confusing, man. We're the United States, but we're not united on anything. We can't even agree to not take horse pills.
Well. Turns out there's actually some evidence that might be helpful, dude. I was
Oh.
watching a doctor on YouTube.
Wait, a
Well, I'm not sure if he's a doctor. He just had a British accent.
Oh.
But he showed on a PowerPoint a few positive studies about it. So.
Huh. Well, that's convenient. You know what else helps reduce deaths from COVID?
What's
the
that?
Vaccine. Yeah.
Ah. Well, I took both anyway because I heard COVID can cause ED. So I thought if I take this, it will at least save my horse cock, right?
Yeah.
Plus, my liver's already shot, so
yeah, you gotta get the blood pumping into that horse cock. But well, yeah, to protect myself, I got a booster shot, but Johnson & Johnson doesn't make one yet, so I got the Pfizer because I was like, I trust them with my dick. Maybe I can get some residual effects there also.
Yeah, trust Pfizer with our Johnson and our Johnson.
Hey, but, my friend Johnson.
You just need one last shot of Moderna, and then you're like the vaccine Voltron, more than meets the eye.
Don't put it in my eye. But how was COVID? Like, you feeling okay? What did you just stay home, or like, did you go visit Nana? What's going on?
Just one nursing home and stayed home alone.
You and Cuomo, yeah, hanging out.
Exactly. Just like that, I was literally, it was Home Alone, like Kevin McAllister, laying in bed, watching movies, eating pizza, just living the life I always wanted.
Talking to cardboard mannequins.
Exactly.
And getting your dick sucked through a hole. That's good. well, you know, you sound a little scratchy, but so just let me know if you need anything. Send an Uber driver over. His life doesn't matter.
Well, not all lives matter, huh? Just Lyft.
That's very true.
Lyft lives matter. What they do this week, something nice? I don't
know. Oh, yeah. Uber and Lyft are helping people get abortions.
Oh, hey. Good for them.
Whatever it is. They're paying fines, well, abortion fines or something.
I'm good. I could use a bunch of extra tissues, though, right?
Oh, you're jerking off? Are those happy
abortions
tissues
on the
or
floor?
Sad tissues?
Dude, just a runny nose. That wouldn't. But the runny nose, I'm pretty sure, is just the allergies.
Well, it sounds like you're allergic to COVID.
Oh,
so.
Oh no. This whole thing's nothing, dude. It's just like a head cold. I was still very productive. I spent the whole week putting things on my to-do list that I'd already done so I could cross them off. Just have that feeling.
Yeah, that's convenient. Hey, to do, get COVID. All right, I nailed that one. Man, I'm
easy.
So productive.
Took 18 months, took long enough. Get drunk. Oh, I get to check that one off twice this morning.
Oh, in morning. Just taking the edge off a hard morning. This guy's got a problem. Well, we had one COVID scare on tour, actually. Brett wasn't feeling well. But he tested negative only once, and we trusted that result because we were too scared to find out if he did.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, all right.
One negative. Nope, don't need it.
I think I did it wrong. No, you didn't. You did it fine.
These things are, I put it up my cat's ass, but
is that a hanging Chad? Nope. Everything's good. Those things can be pretty inaccurate. They come two in a box. Just demand a retest. Come on.
Nah, we just gave the spare one to this hobo in the park, but God, it didn't.
Wait,
stop
did
us.
That hobo just get a blowjob? I think I know him.
I think he's that a friend of yours. Well, COVID.
Uh-oh.
God tried to stop us though from tour. Our tour started in Connecticut at a spot called Toad's Place, which is in New Haven. It's a legendary music venue, supposedly. And I can now say that I've performed on the same stage as the greats, like Drake or Kanye West or Iggy Azalea.
I think they all performed at the North Bend Theater, didn't they? For what it's worth, I think you're more talented than any of them.
Oh,
any of those
so nice.
Dudes.
Thank you. We'll laugh more at our own jokes than anyone else will, so it's good enough.
You're welcome. I don't even like country. I mean, I only like country music. Really.
Oh,
I don't know who
you
those
like
people
country
are.
Music. That's for sure. But that COVID must be affecting your taste in music also. So
yeah, I don't have taste, but I'm still eating like shit. Overeating is all in your head, man. That's the proof. Just like COVID. I'm telling you, I now that I've had, I take all your cues from me.
I've taken all my QAnons from you.
Oh, okay, well. It's weird. You'd think if all the food tastes the same, I'd finally eat some vegetables or ass. But
yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad you're not eating ass. That's a young man's game, you know. You date those older bitches and assholes over 40. They look like the crater on Mount St. Helens, you know, bumpy, misshapen, blowhole.
Well, and you got to make sure she doesn't eat Taco Bell recently. Or there's gonna be a huge eruption.
Oh boy,
I get
blow
it.
Out the sides. you know, it's funny. My brother, we can't talk too much shit about Taco Bell. They pay the bills. My brother directs Taco Bell commercials, and
that's cool.
Sadly, I've never been in a Taco Bell commercial. You think, hey, man, I don't even have to fake it. I eat this stuff every day to survive. But
you have a Chihuahua T-shirt. You could just
hook me up. Listen, telling you
what's going on with him.
He actually just became religious recently at 40. Huh. Mm. And my parents called me worried when they found out. They're like, Andrew, will you talk to him? He's getting into Jesus and we're. I was like, no, it's not a bad thing. Just calm down. And so I called my brother and had a talk. And then I called my parents back. I was like, it's worse. He's also into Kanye.
Oh, shit.
Worse. Terrible.
Both Jesus bad. And Jesus?
I can't combine. It's got to be one or the other, you know?
No shit. Yeah, you can't worship both. Kanye in the news released a new album this week. And so did Drake. Did you listen to them?
I tried to, but I aborted halfway through. It was going to be too difficult.
While it's still
didn't
legal.
Have enough money to raise it. our show, by the way, we got off track just like the hurricane. But our show was taking place during the remains of the Hurricane Ida, which caused major flooding in the Northeast. And the stage was actually getting wet from the roof, a leaky roof. That's why they call it a legendary venue, because legend has it the place used to have AC.
Oh wow! Well, nah, it's because it's cool, because it's old, it has character. That's you know.
I disagree with the premise. You know, Corey, you're old and leaky, and I don't think you're that cool.
Fair, I guess. I haven't heard any of these God sent this hurricane to punish the gays stuff this time around. That never made sense to me anyway. It doesn't sound like much of a punishment. They love blowing and getting wet.
Yeah. You'd think conservatives would be bigger fans of the gays. They never get abortions.
Never. Speaking of abortions, it is now illegal in Texas after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Why is their government so concerned? I don't get it. The only mother who is killing their children that the government should worry about right now is Earth.
Well, yeah, lots of Earth abortions this year. 600,000 in just the U.S., but to be fair, her children have been destroying her for years. So,
well, yeah, that's why she doesn't want any more children.
I wrote an abortion joke also, but it's going to take more than 6 weeks to deliver. So,
oh, you're an edgy comedian.
I don't
want
to get fined.
just today, at an update on abortions, Mexico, just south of Texas, voted to decriminalize abortion. Renewing the Republicans' efforts and fervor to build that wall.
Well, Serena Williams won the U.S. Open pregnant, so I'm pretty sure a regular woman can at least climb a ladder.
That's fair, probably.
But, hey, speaking of abortions and and sports.
Leading cause.
My favorite kick him down the stairs, my favorite player. I'm excited for football season, NFL, and they're making new rules this year because of COVID. 15-yard penalty if you cough on the quarterback, and the legal use of the face mask if it doesn't cover your nose, and something about a horse collar.
You can take them. You can take all the pills.
Yeah, HGH doesn't matter, but that's what Bart said cured his COVID, the steroids, but. Anyway, we don't have to finish these jokes because our guest isn't here. So it's
perfect.
On.
Abort, abort. But all that's been a rule since before COVID. But lots of states are requiring now a proof of vaccination to attend the game at all. I guess
that seems crazy to me. You know, look, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just saying, like, if they're trying to be safe, why don't you have to show your whole vaccine card, like? Why don't they require proof of measles vaccination also, you know?
Well, because you had to prove you're vaccinated against measles just to get into kindergarten. But clearly you don't have kindergarten education.
You would know. Mr. Michaelis. So it's smarter? More like the CBD. But all right. Enough. Those are the jokes. What'd you think, Brett? Pretty good? Thank you. I'll make him listen to the episode and give his review on the next one. So,
oh man, well, it's been, I mean, we joked about it, of course, but yeah, just been home laying in bed watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, actually. 8-9 seasons of that, and
I like that one where Larry David gets COVID. It's pretty fun.
Right. They did a new season. I'll get there.
Okay.
It's all right. It's like, it's just funny. It's just like Seinfeld. It's just, it's an interesting, I love Seinfeld. So it's,
yeah, Seinfeld's coming to Netflix.
I saw that,
which I'm excited because I've never seen like a full, never given the show like a full effort, you know?
Clipped
on things here and there and clips. And I did go through a Curb phase. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, it gets so, like, so many of these sitcoms, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It just gets very repetitive where it's like, he does the worst possible thing in every scenario and he's awkward. And you're like,
yeah,
okay. It just stops being a little relatable, I feel like, to me. But, the hilarity that ensues is good. I mean, I'm a big Frasier nerd, and that's every episode is like, how can we take this simple solution and make it way worse? You know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do the worst. Yeah, make the worst possible decision, and then that's why people are so excited about Ted Lasso. Is interesting because they're like, why don't we turn that on its head? And why don't every time there's a mistake, he just apologizes and does the right thing? And it's like people are like, oh, that's kind of heartwarming.
Have you watched
and fun.
The show?
Yeah, I've watched not every episode, but all the first season and a few of the second season.
So my parents, I was hanging with my parents for 2 weeks. All they do is watch Netflix, and they were like, season 2 sucks. They ran out of ideas, and they couldn't keep the bit going long enough. And
oh, for Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
There was
my friend was just saying, like, oh, this amazing show. And I was like, I've been hearing whispers. I'll get to check it out. And my parents were like, fuck it. Don't bother. It sucks.
How funny. Like, we'll watch the first season, maybe. Yeah. There's things, you know. I mean, it's got a lot of cheese on it, but that's kind of the point.
Okay.
And the character's real fun. A lot of good jokes. And then second season, there's like a super cheesy, like, Christmas episode. But yeah, it's I like it. It's worth
the
watch.
Interestingly enough, I think I don't know if you ever got around to watching any of Katie's Bachelorette or Bachelor stuff, but I thought that was the thing that made her such a star on that show. Is like, I felt like she handled all these things, especially I guess more the first season because the drama on her season wasn't really about her, but
right. Love you guys.
Yeah, it was just they were all like, oh, this girl's a hooker, and she's like, stop calling people hookers. And I was like, I've never seen that on a reality show before. So that's I thought that was pretty interesting. But my dad finally saw me do a show. And so he saw two shows now, and he goes, you have 10 minutes of the best stand-up I've ever seen and a shitty joke about an ex-girlfriend. And I was like, oh. And he goes, the joke sucks. Just take it. The show's over. I don't care. I'm old, but I get it, but fucking who cares? Reality show. And I was like, and it's funny because all week we're hiking and he's like, the thing you do the best is you have these personal stories about people that you meet, you know, like the bomb shelter guy, and you make this guy come to life and you show a human side of him or whatever. And I was like, oh, he's going to love this joke about my bachelorette friend. Uh-huh. And then he goes, fucking the joke sucks. And I'm like, you just said all my stories about, and he's like, it's good. I mean, it's a good, I think you got better stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. But
interesting. I wonder what it really is. Because he may not even know what it really is. That's why he's having a hard time.
Well, my mom sent me, actually, this is real funny. I didn't post this yet, but I'll send you about my mom's
excuse me, her take.
Where do I find this thing here?
Well, yeah, so while you're looking for that, I just it's just, yeah, I like Curb. I never watched the whole thing through, and I've watched Seinfeld through a couple times. Rewatching Friends right now all the way through, just because whatever, it's mindless and you don't have to pay attention. And Curb's fun because it included, they had a whole several episodes, almost a whole season, about a Seinfeld reunion. So the whole season was about a Seinfeld reunion.
A Curb episode, so cross-pollination or whatever.
Basically, but I mean, Larry David wrote Seinfeld with, so he
Okay.
goes out and he's trying to convince them to do a reunion. And they're all, I don't know about this and whatever. But the
That's kind of like
process.
people from Cheers show up on Frasier and it's like,
Sure.
"Oh, you guys are cute." Yeah.
Yep. And with this, it was cool because it's I don't know about well known, but it's talked about that Seinfeld's finale was that wasn't great, or it stunk, or it was they missed the mark. But it's so then they it's like fun. They do a thing with Kramer where he's yelling at these black guys, and he's does and the people deserve to be yelled at, but it's in public and he's getting filmed, and he's like, "Ah!"
That's
This
great.
is hilarious. And
That's
then they
really
do a
fun.
thing of
Maybe I'll
like.
pick up some Curb. Is it on? I don't think it's on any streaming thing, right?
HBO Max,
Oh, okay, I can do that.
yeah,
Yeah, I can go
which
swing something.
you, yeah, so
I
you
think
can
I get
log into
lose track of
there.
every. I'm like a Hulu, and then they're like,
I
"Well, now you
know.
need Hulu Showtime," and I'm like, "Can we just put this all under one umbrella?"
It's insane. And Seinfeld's been on Hulu this whole time, I think, but now it's going to Netflix and it's like a big deal. But anyway,
Okay.
so in the process of this whole thing, they actually, not a full episode, but they write an episode of Seinfeld, and they get to redo the finale, sort of as a reunion, but it's on Curb. So you
Oh,
watch
okay.
an episode of Seinfeld on Curb
That's
that
fun.
you also get to see the table readings for, and the whole point is him trying to. So Larry David is George.
Right.
That's the character. That's him. So George is Larry David. It's always
Yeah.
been Larry David, wrote about him. It's all the shit that he gets into. And then Curb, Larry David is Larry David also.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so a bunch of the, yeah, George is an idiot. There's like all this, like, George is an idiot. He's a dummy. Nobody would ever want to be friends with that guy. And he's like, that's me. I wrote that character, baby. It's great. So
That's
funny.
great.
So, yeah, it's been worth it and good stuff. And I mean, these classic. Amazing. You got to see Stanhope. That's like
Oh yeah.
crazy. And
So let me get to my mom's review here
oh,
first.
did you send it to me or?
Oh no, I just
Oh,
I'll
okay.
read it off.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you can't use Katie on The Bachelorette as a
yeah.
joke,
Jeez.
but clean it up. Nobody really wants to hear the word dildo, but they do like battery-operated devices. And your 5 minutes of fame, and heck, even your 70-year-old mother always watching, just keep it short and sweet and ask, "Hey, does anybody like watching The Bachelorette?" Short and sweet. So she's suggesting
Wow.
changing the name of a well-known nickname to battery-operated device.
Okay.
And then basically just don't do any of the jokes about it. Just say, "Hey, does anybody like watching The Bachelorette?" And that's the whole joke. I'm not sure she understands. She might want to take her comedy class.
Yeah.
But
Is
I
she
thought that was
saying,
pretty fun.
is she saying do the joke, but just reduce the setup? Or
I'm
is she
not
saying
sure. She
only,
just
oh.
she takes offense to dildo, the word dildo.
Well, is that her being a bit of a prude, or is that her being your son? I don't like my son saying that. I mean, my mom has those reviews and I ignore them. But, or is that her,
Nobody
because she
wants to
doesn't
really hear the
strike
word
me as a
dildo, but
prude.
they do like battery-operated devices.
Nobody wants to hear the word dildo.
She's like,
That's
"Change it from dildo to battery-operated." I'm like, "Well, her name was Dildo Girl, so if I talk about
right.
it, I gotta mention. I can't be like,
Battery
not
operated device,
Superman, but
girl.
Clark Kent, you know, like that's not how anybody
But
knows him or whatever, you know."
Battery operated device girl.
The battery operated, also too many syllables, too many words.
Battery operated bod. Bod.
Bod girl.
Bod girl.
What are you talking about?
That's what I call her. That's probably just a mom. They probably had a phone. They probably had a conversation in the car on the ride home. And
I mean, my dad laughed at it because he came to a second show. And I think I read it to Brett or whatever. And then we were talking about it. And my dad was like, oh, did she send that to you? Oh, that's great.
So he knows.
He kind of laughed at it. But I'm not sure why he hated that particular bit. So maybe it just felt out of place in 15. I'm only doing 15 minutes. So that's also could be a thing where I'm like, hey, in an hour, I got a lot of fat
space to fill.
I got filler. Come on, man. I got to fill an hour here.
Yeah, maybe it just feels like it's a long bit and you don't close with it, do you? Or do you?
No. So I mean, that's the other thing is he was like, your first 10 minutes is brilliant. But then the dildo story, and I'm like, that kind of goes in the middle. So I know his timing's kind of off maybe, but.
Sure. Well,
I just took it as the other 10 minutes was brilliant and this sucks. And then he was like, and then the dog shirt. I mean, and I'm like, I'm selling 12 shirts a day right now. So.
He probably thinks you're doing 20 and he went 10, 5, 5 or something.
Sure. That makes sense. And then his second review. So he was coming. I was going to wait till I was in Pittsburgh to like reorganize the set. My whole plan was like, let me get my feet under me again, do my set that I know works. And then once I have a couple days off and I can rearrange new jokes in there, because I kind of started in August really banging out some of this new stuff. And so then I just, replaced it with 5 other minutes. And then after the show, I was like, I did new stuff. I replaced a joke for you because I was going to wait. But then I knew he was coming to the show again.
I see.
He was driving 2 hours.
And did
again.
You cut the bachelorette joke?
Yeah, cut the bachelorette joke and just inserted. And it ended up only being like 3.5 minutes of new stuff. But
sure.
And then I'm up there and I realized I forgot one of the new jokes. And so I'm in the end of the show, like trying to throw this joke in. And then
I just want you to hear all these.
Yeah. And so
that'd be really funny. You're like, hey, I forgot one. My dad's here.
I kind of thought about it. But, when one of them bombed, I could have been like, see how hard this is. And then like we riffed. I was like trying to riff a thing in the green room with the folks. I kept making this horse paste joke or whatever. Like, we'd be at a venue and they were going over, we were at this theater in Rhode Island and they were like talking about their policy and they're like, okay, so right now it's just masks, but, next week we're going to start doing, proof of vaccine cards. And so everyone just needs to show this. And I kind of interrupted him. I go, hey, what about if I'm taking horse medication? And then they got a huge laugh. And I was like, I might be a bit here somewhere.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so we were riffing it in the green room. And then I forgot how we riffed it. And then I was trying to remember how I said it to those people. And I was like, how do I set this up? And so I'm in the middle of doing new jokes. And I'm also going like, how am I going to tell this joke? And so it got almost nothing. And they just kind of stared at me. I think they kind of courtesy laughed at just horse manure or whatever I said. horse. I got my horse medicine bracelet or something. I said something like that.
Yeah, funny.
But I got off stage and my dad was like, "That was a perfect set. That was great." And I was like, "All right, we have much different definitions of perfect, but I love you anyway." And then my dad also came to see Doug Stanhope with me.
You listened to me and did what I told you to. So it was perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, yeah,
all right.
You took my advice. It's perfect. It's
sounds great.
Well, you know, the laughs per minute went way down, but.
So you went, this is a lot of travel for your
night.
Dad or your parents.
Yeah. I mean,
like.
It's 2 hours to each city. So they live in the middle of Vermont. So the show he came to was Burlington, which is an hour and a half north. And then he loved it and he was like, I want to come again. And then I was also telling him like, the next day, I was like, well, my friend's doing a theater with Stanhope, and I'm probably going to go see that because we have an off night. Mm. And he was like, oh, see Stanhope. And they think Erica Rhodes is pretty from Instagram. So they keep going like, and I'm like, I'm trying. Wink, I don't know what you want. You know, I'm just bad at this. And also, if you want me to date women that don't give me mixed signals, that's not going to happen with her either. So,
funny.
but then he came down because my mom's brother lives in Boston. So they're like, we'll make a night out with him. And then my mom hated Stanhope. And too many F-bombs. And then her brother walked out with like 10 minutes left.
Really?
And he's he's a gay fella. I don't know much else about him, but and he loved seeing my show a couple years ago in Boston, but hated Stanhope also. So I thought it was fun. He was definitely like working some stuff out kind of. And then he even like, he was very thoughtful, I thought, because he would start like a bit about religion being stupid.
Okay.
And then he knew that Erica's mom was at the show and was super religious. And so he would kind of interrupt his own bit and be like, sorry, Mrs. Rhodes, whatever. And I was like, oh, that's like thoughtful and sweet to be like, I know her, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But he had a really funny
joke about her mom?
No, she has a joke about my dad is here tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's dead and he's always with me. And so then she explained to Stanhope and he explained to the audience, like, well, she didn't want to mention that her mom was here because she thought it would ruin the setup for my dad joke. And I was like, that's pretty perceptive of her. And so what's also funny is I guess she had a rough set. She was doing two nights with him and we got to see the second night and she had a great, great set. And the night before she had a rough one.
Is that your dad's review?
Yeah. Perfect show.
Great set.
There was like a fight in the middle of her set. And so something. Doug came out and calmed everybody down, I guess. But
wow.
We were all remarking about what an odd pairing to put Erica Rhodes with Doug Stanhope.
Okay.
And
how did it come to fruition? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't get like the inside story, but talking to her a little bit, he just was at her show in San Francisco working the door for some reason. We talked about it because it was like of ladies that are funny that just people that are funny that just happen to be women or whatever.
Oh, there was that show. Yeah.
That show. So I don't know why he just came to hang out or something.
Sure.
And he was like working the door and then he watched her and was like, you're brilliant. I love you. Come open for me.
And oh, man.
So we all even Erica's manager was kind of like, well, that's weird, but okay. And there was two openers. This MC guy came out and just did 5 minutes.
Local guy? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
He appeared to be very green at comedy. And I don't know, Brett and I were kind of discussing because he was reading notes off of his arm, but he was doing it maybe as a bit, but like, because he would kind of go like, what's next? Like at first he kind of looked like that. And I was like, oh shit, he's looking at his arm for set list. And then he made it like super obvious. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So he's doing a bit. And then he'd be like, what's next? Crowd work. Okay. Hey, what do you do for work, buddy? And then the guy was like, and then he just went on with like, he goes, why do comedians always ask where you're from? I'd rather ask where you're not from. Where are you not from, sir? And he's like, Alaska. And he's like, why aren't you from Alaska? And it was like I get it kind of, but I'm not sure how that bit is supposed to work.
Was he in the green room?
I didn't get to meet him. No.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe he kicked out.
He owns the venue or something?
Yeah, his dad owns the theater or whatever. But he had some fun jokes. I think his best joke was like, I just came out to my parents as a necrophiliac. I wish I had done it sooner while they were still alive.
Oh, I just heard about him on Joe and Mark's podcast.
Oh, really?
Because they told that joke.
Interesting.
So he must be a New York-based comic.
Maybe. Interesting. I'll have to listen to one of
It must have been last week. Yeah. Not last night, but last week or okay. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I'm confident I've heard that joke on
that's what I'm thinking. Now I'm like, did I hear that on Mark's or was that from the I'm pretty sure because my dad in the middle of the show was like
Or maybe it was Mark and Sam.
So podcasts. I introduced Mark to my dad. Interesting.
You had them listen to your dad.
Yeah, I had him listen to Mark and Joe, and he stopped to write that joke down. Maybe that's where that came from. Maybe he wrote down another joke. Maybe they're the same person. I don't know.
Maybe not. Interesting. All right. Okay. Well, you could find out his name.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
Easy.
Whatever. Anyway, the kid looks 16 or whatever, and so maybe it's not. I doubt it. Maybe I'm mixing it up, but that makes sense. There. I'm glad you caught me on that.
Well, it's hard to say. Yeah, if you figure out his name, that wouldn't help me. But anyway, okay. So Stanhope. I don't really know his material. I know he's revered. I know he's got like
very alty, very
say anything. But are you surprised a gay fellow wouldn't like him, or is that disconnected entirely? Or
I don't know if that's really. I thought the gay thing I thought would be like, oh, Stanhope's raunchy, and the gay guy won't necessarily mind a raunchy, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Stanhope was like very pro science. Like he had some COVID bits, and he had some stuff. And a couple times I was like, don't do my joke. Okay, good. you know, but like he would be like, schools and COVID. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, here we go. And then it was something else. But he did like a couple well-tread things of like, I had a COVID scare for the last 20 years, been fucked up and whatever. And he also did like an abortion joke, which was kind of funny because he was like, and I guess I can't tell. He said something about like to steal from my act 20 years ago, but I'm not as familiar with him. So it might've been an old joke that he used to save himself in the middle of a new bit, but he was like, you're killing a baby, but also cancer is alive. You're killing a cancer. Like, you know, I don't know. Kind of like that angle of it. But yes, it was fun. It was again, I don't, you know, it's a lot of like half worked out stuff. And some really well thought out stuff. And he ended on like a really funny. I'll have to go back and listen to it. I secretly recorded it on my phone. But he ended on like a joke about his dog dying. And I was like, this is brilliant. And then as soon as he got off stage, Erica was like, he's crying because his dog is dying again. Or his other dog died a long time ago. That's what the bit is for.
Current dog is dying now.
He's got a dog dying again. He was like crying or something like that. But anyway, Wilbur Theater, interesting setup. It was not necessarily, it was not traditional theater seating. It was kind of round table-y, which I thought was weird. And I thought like his audience is definitely, you know, punk, leather vests
rock.
And you know, haircuts and you know, dyed mohawks and you know,
fuck
whatever
the man.
Yeah. Maybe which is why I was surprised that he was like kind of pro vaccine and like yeah, COVID is real, and you know, because it could have kind of maybe gone either way.
Interesting.
But I also thought like not having traditional theater seating might have contributed to a rowdier audience, you know?
Like, the fight's interesting to me. Yeah.
So it was cool. But then, you know, we're hanging out and I was kind of stalling for a couple minutes because Erica was like, are you here? Are you, you know, before the show? And I was like, you better be nervous. Me and my dad are watching you.
Right, right.
And then like while the opener's on, she's like, are you here yet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I'm watching the show. And then afterwards, I was like, hey, I ran to the bathroom to stall for time. No worries if you can't swing anything, but whatever. And then she just came and got us and was like, oh, come with me. And security was like kicking everybody out. And she kept getting stopped on the way back into the theater. Like people were like, great show. And she's like, cool. And then there was some guy trying to like mansplain depression to her because she did depression jokes. And she was like, you know, and some guy, he's very sweet, but drunk. And he's like, it's so important when you talk about depression because so many people are struggling. And I know that, you know, but I just wanted the impact. But it's just like, you made your point. Like, I was kind of like, she's with me, fella, back up. But, felt like every time I'm trying to leave with a girl at a club, like, can you fucking, let's go.
Imagine how depressed she'd be after she dates me.
Security's going, security's kind of going like, hey, and I'm like, ah, we're also with her, but you know.
Yeah.
So, but then we got back there and he was just hanging out and she's like, I couldn't find my mom, but I found my friend and his dad. And you could tell Stanhope was kind of like, what? Is this a random friend? Okay. All right. But she's like, this is Andrew. He's a funny comedian. We've worked together a couple of times. And this is his dad. And my dad in the middle of the show is like, I must have interviewed this guy. Probably.
Right.
I don't. And he like opens his phone and Googles Bob Rivers, Doug Stanhope, and pulls it up on his phone. And so then we walk into the green room and my dad's like, I interviewed you in 2012, you know, Stanhope's like, yeah, cool. And then he like looks at the thing and he goes, oh, Bob Rivers from Seattle. And my dad's like, yeah, that's me. And the guy's like, I remember you. Yeah, totally cool. How the hell are you? He's like more interested in talking to my dad than me. And I was like, perfect. I'm the comedian, but that's fine.
Great.
Do you got any
thoughts on my act?
Yeah. Well, I've got some notes.
A dog story. Yeah.
Like, boy, don't say anything about dildos, but and then
so your mom like stays home or
no, she came in the green room with us and was like,
oh, okay, she
photos.
Came to the show too. Okay.
Yeah. She
oh right, she hated Doug.
Yep.
Brother hated Doug. Sorry.
Her gay brother left the closet whatever. So then
lots of moms. Your parents could have met.
That was funny too. Is like Erica's mom came to the show, watched her have a really good set, and then just fucking left.
Oh, funny. My parents do that.
Which is like, I mean, I get maybe like a club or like whatever.
Yeah.
But like a big theater with a legendary, like, I don't know how big that is. I mean,
but also she's her mom lives there, or
I think in the area. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my parents, I see them all the time. So, but if I'm traveling across the country to do a show, they would stick around. I'm pretty sure. But
yeah, I think so.
She might have been staying with her too. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, she was. They've been hanging out.
Gotcha.
But yeah, anyway. So yeah, it was fun, and then but then it was very like, it was kind of like, how are you? And Doug would just be like, oh, just trying to decompress, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know what this feels like.
I get what's
like.
Happening.
People get in your green room and you're like, I just got off work. Can you give me five
trying
minutes?
To stop crying about my dog. That's
exactly.
All
yeah. And then Erica was like, he's drinking a lot. And I was like, well, it's on brand. So good for him. But then we bounced and then he came to the other show and so fun weekend hanging out with family.
I missed out on my opportunity to hang out with family.
Well, you should have blown that hobo.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get off homos and move to hobos and just slowly, I don't know. I would have been, last weekend was private gig, Idaho fundraiser. I had to be there. I get a bar afterwards. So I guess somewhere in there, somewhere in that. But you can't, how do you pinpoint, you know? But then I did a golf tournament on, let's see, Tuesday. So
that's
Wednesday
the thing is it
start?
Used to be so, like, yeah. They used to kept, like, at the beginning, they were like, it takes 2 weeks for symptoms to even appear and or whatever. I mean, that seemed like the thing at the start.
I had to redo a bunch of research this week, and some of it has changed, right? So,
right.
But yeah, it's essentially like 2 to 7 days, and then we got the.
This is my mom texting you notes about.
Yeah, your
my
mom
act.
Is texting me about my act. Don't mention dildos on the podcast, she says.
Oh boy, well. Get ready for a world of hurt, Mom.
Oh,
and that's not even from the dildo.
Woo-wee. Double-sided. So I...
I forgot about that joke.
Then I golfed with...
The sex story?
What was it? Oh, yeah. Then I golfed with some people on... So I golfed with some people on Tuesday, rode in a car with them all the way down, an hour and a half, all the way down, an hour and a half back, go to a bar with them.
Was that Brent's or whatever? No.
No, he wanted to play. I had to tell him no because of the COVID. And then
we hate him.
And then who else was there? Oh, I went to a friend's house to pick up some stuff. I was games, frisbee, we call it. It's very fun. We're going to bring it to Sunland where my parents were for the weekend. And
it's a great game, actually. I was impressed.
Quite fun. Quite frisbeer. Frisbeer's fun, and so is beer. Can jam. Can jam's fun, too.
You know what I like? Drinking
jamming.
Straight out of the bottle. I don't need an excuse to get hammered.
And I did have like a handful of people to be like, hey, you know, and then they were updating me on their results, which I think they were doing to be not like to ease my, like to be like, hey, I'm good. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But I also was kind of like, are you going to be mad at me if you do? Like, I don't, sorry.
Well, how could
because
you
then,
know back?
That's
I mean,
I had to text the one guy. I go, yeah, like, you know, who knows? Maybe you gave it to me. Maybe I gave it to you. Maybe, you know, like.
I've had that conversation
that's the way
with
it works.
Before, you know.
Right? Who knows? I mean.
Could have been anybody.
Yeah. And then the girlfriend didn't get it and slept with her two nights after. At least three nights, four nights probably after. I'm sure I had it already. But was asymptomatic still. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, good thing you don't last that long in bed.
You gotta be
15 minutes
out.
Of close contact.
Well, and I, you know, my dick, my horse dick keeps me several feet away.
Room,
so,
you know?
And then her daughter was, that's, I shouldn't mention her daughter right after that joke, but she was fine. Very nervous. She was very nervous. She would have been really mad at me because she just is. Angsty.
Sure. You're not my real
teenager.
Dad even.
Exactly. So she's negative and immediately went and got her first shot.
Yeah, but like what's her I know her attitude is negative, but what about her COVID test?
Also. And then she got her first vaccine shot.
Oh, okay.
So she
could, how old?
17.
17,
so
that's right.
She's
approved for them.
It's legal and whatever. She got it underground. She's 12. She got it underground. You know, she
got it underground.
She got it under a bridge. But
oh God, with Mark Norman. Oh, people are trying to cancel Norman.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about this for 2 minutes. But
I got two. I got 2 minutes. But what happened?
Oh, just a lynch mob on Twitter started, but it sort of died down quickly
over a joke or.
Nah, just like, he ran his fingers through my ass crack while I was the waitress at a club. And I was like,
oh,
I mean, I get inappropriate. I also get him being like, comedy, you know, whatever.
Oh, interesting.
So, but I think it didn't emasculate, didn't emasticize anything.
I don't know. Okay, well, that's,
you know.
Well, now he's engaged, and that's the whole thing. So
yeah, I think that's also like, well, if it ever happened 6 years ago, it's over and let it go, and he's married, and it's not going to happen anymore. And
right, interesting.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably slept with plenty of those servers too over the years, I'm sure. So,
we're
running up an ass crack of a someone who you don't know. That's annoying.
Something
and
like that. Yeah.
And I guess it's harassment.
Then three people chimed in and went, "Well, I didn't realize it at the time, but now that you bring it up, he did something." I'm like, "Well, if you didn't realize it at the time, that's probably wasn't that big of a deal."
That's an interesting
also,
point, and let's
also,
not talk about it.
Before we get canceled, that's
nobody's listening this deep, but
yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, that was fun. I'm glad to talk to you. We'll see you soon. I hope it's gonna be a while, but
I get back in on the 20th. I fly out of New Orleans, but
yeah.
We canceled our New Orleans show, so because of all the hurricane stuff. So
So you'll are we talking
our
a
last
week
show's
from
the
now
19th.
Or two
yeah.
weeks from now or
yeah
okay.
So what are we at, 7? So 10-12 days I'll be home.
All right, well,
you
we'll talk
hold
then,
your breath.
All right, Andrew, I can't. I got COVID. Very difficult.
Well, isn't that, you got to hold your breath for 5 seconds, and if you cough.
God
damn it.
Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. Hop on the Patreon. That's a thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we're going to get back. We're gonna
do some stuff. Yeah, we'll
eventually.
Do some stuff.
We were trying to record a thing before I left and then after I left and in between. But we're trying to get
maybe
the Patreon moving so we can get some content on there. So patreon.com/homeschool with a K and Corey Michaelis Comedy.
Yep.
And
Andrew J. Rivers.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
COVID.